we're going to get into what you folks here as the town board of Athens has something to do with. And that is, again, the location of the converter station. If any of you folks, I know, Joe, you were chair of the zoning board.
Yep.
When the comprehensive plan was passed.
I was on the comprehensive planning committee.
Committee, okay.
That made up the
committee. Okay, and so we know that the site for this proposed converter station sits on OSC and RU parcels of land. So does that not go against the comprehensive plan that was passed?
It goes very much against the intent of the type of that portion of the town and what we envisioned it to be. Article 10, if you heard me the first time.
I did.
Okay. That's the worry, that's the concern.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because once they say that, we're done. We're totally removed from the situation.
But you have still, and we all have a right to our opinion.
Of course,
absolutely.
So that's my biggest concern and my point here. So
what I said early on is keep the pressure on the PSC, and we'll be your partner.
And again, of course, you have to understand things. We have heard for the past few months now, since some of us received letters from the law firm that represents them, and then we have gotten information out to the vast majority of the residents of the village and the township, and we continue to do so, we have heard the possibility of positive things from this. The possibility of positive things from our elected officials. We've expressed a list like this of the negative impacts, okay? And no one has rebutted them.
Right.
But as far as the possible positive impacts, that's all we've got. This might somehow be beneficial. This might be good.
Who's giving you that?
We've heard that from our village mayor. Well, not afraid to say.
Okay.
Did you ever say that? No, you never said that.
No.
You said we have to look at the whole picture. You said we have to look at the whole picture.
That's right. Got to consider the whole thing.
Yes.
My first priority is it safe. My second priority is an acceptable route.
And is it really beneficial in some way? Are the positive?
Do we have the potential for some tax money? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Sure. If there's a physical, a presence, it's going to be on the tax roll. That's where I'm not at that place. I want the board to come together. I want the board to look at it from all five points of view, and I want us to put something out that supports. I want something that supports you, something that supports the village.
Okay.
But if you think we're going to stand here every time there's a board meeting and do the same discussion, it's not going to happen.
Okay. No, that's fine. But again, you have to understand certain things. I mean, you made a comment. It was in the press last week or 2 weeks ago that you had spoken with WPP. True. And you said that everything is on the table. That's a very, very vague statement. What does everything on the table mean?
Well, in about 30 seconds, and I'm going to ask that we move on because I don't know that there's any real new information coming up.
Okay. Well,
there was an introduction to two of the officials who are on the West Point Partners staff. We introduced ourselves. They said they wanted to be helpful and cooperative in terms of the town and the village. I said, thank you very much. I'm sure our lawyers will make sure that you are. That's about the extent of the meeting.
Okay, that's all I asked.
Robert was in the basement. It took about 20 minutes. About 10 or 5 of that minutes was, oh, who are you? Where are you from? How does your company work? That's about it.
Okay, that's all I asked. I mean, you know, that's all. Like I said, we're going to be open, honest, transparent with whatever.
Tell me when I'm not.
That's pardon me?
Tell me when I'm not.
All right, Joe. I appreciate it. I thank you all.